from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
What I think I'm gonna do then, just for the hell of it,
tell me.
I'm gonna take this right foot and I'm gonna whop you on that side of your face. And you wanna know something? There's not a damn thing you're gonna be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
All right, let's get going. Always fantastic. Back on a Monday, launching a new week. 615-844-5600. That is the call text option line. Use that anytime. Now, I do push the text angle there. That's the main point. 615-844-5600. If you do not think that previously you had a communication connection to the show, a conduit to the show, you do now. That text is for you. If you folks have other ways you communicate, like on Twitter, that's fine. I'm not asking you to move anything. I'm just saying for the folks who don't feel like they have an avenue to communicate with the show because they're not on social media, they do not want to get on social media, this is for you. 615-844-5600 on Twitter, even though that's not what they call it anymore, at Bill is King. And if you want to email, some of you just prefer that, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. What did we get done over the weekend? Well, I had lots of the baseball on. I did not have the Notre Dame spring game because I don't get Peacock. One of the few things I don't get, and I'm not going to get it. At least that's the plan. I don't even think it cost hardly anything, but I'm not going to get it. So I missed the Notre Dame spring game. Now, I saw highlights of the quarterbacks, Kenny Minchie, Steve Angeli, C.J. Carr. I saw some of the catches, the runs, interceptions, things of that nature that were all over Twitter. But no, I did not see the game. I do not watch hardly any spring games anyways because it's not real football. It's fake football. But I said this weeks ago, probably months ago, and Marcus Freeman said it in the post game, if you want to call it that, this is the most talented Notre Dame roster that I've seen in a while. Now, remember, I said this is the best Ole Miss roster I've seen in my lifetime. Different measurement. Notre Dame has won numerous national championships, all 1988 and prior. I know you want me to point that out, but so I can't sit here and put any historical stamp on it all time or over a wider swath than, for example, I can with Ole Miss. But this is the best roster I've seen at Notre Dame in probably 20, 25 years. I'd have to go through and make sure with a fine-tooth comb there. But this is a very talented roster. Deep at quarterback. Riley Leonard, who is their starter, transfer from Duke's not even playing right now. He's still getting over that ankle. They have a good situation at running back, good situation at receiver. Their offensive line has always been good. Now, they've got some transitioning. They've got a young left tackle, Charles Jagasaw, that played really well in the bowl game, for what that's worth. And then they have another guy who's probably, I don't know if he should be a starter or not. Tosh Baker's the right tackle for them. But they've got talent there, and they've got folks who can take those positions, particularly the right tackle position, if need be at some point. Tight ends, very good. Defensive line, very good and deep. Linebacker core should be better. One of the best secondaries in the country, led by Ben Morrison. And other talented player, Xavier Watts was an All-American a year ago, the safety. This is the best Notre Dame roster I have seen in quite some time. Now, what does that mean? And again, folks, this is not based on a spring game. I didn't watch the spring game. What does that mean, big picture? Well, we're going to find that out. I'm not proclaiming they're about to win a national championship. Don't take me wrong here, but let me put it this way. If you said, okay, Notre Dame, ACC, I don't mean they're going to join the ACC someday in football. I don't think that's going to happen. But right now, they're a member in football, but they're not a member in football. They are, the ACC to Notre Dame in football is friends with benefits. Right? There's no commitment. Although we do get benefits, wink, 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 right? Talking about football. If you place Notre Dame, right now you just said, Bill, how would they rank in the ACC? That's easily the best roster in the ACC. Notre Dame's roster is better than Florida State's. It's better than Clemson's. And any other team you want to throw at me right now. Absolutely better. I would not trade Notre Dame's roster for either one of those two. Right now. And those are the teams that you would suggest are the teams to beat in that league. What does that mean? They open up with A&M on the road. A very degree of difficulty, high degree of difficulty opener. Against Coach Mike Elko, a guy that I respect a lot, a very good coach. I think he'll do a very good job for the Aggies. That's basically a pick'em. I think, now I've not looked, you guys correct me, I think A&M's been about a 1.5 point favorite. I don't know if that line has moved because I haven't looked. It might have moved. But I don't know many games where the opponent's going to be favored. I'm talking about on their schedule coming up in 24 where they're going to be an underdog right now. Brad was at the game, and Brad's been doing his stadium pilgrimage. Some of the ones I know he was at, he was at the Ohio State spring game. He went by Northwestern, did a very good video on the lake there, gorgeous setting, in Evanston, Illinois. Was at the Notre Dame game, etc. He'll be with us Friday. I'll ask him about it. He was there. Well, what does he think? Just say it. Yeah, what does he think about it? Now, what does that mean? Well, back to Notre Dame, it means they're plenty good enough to be in the playoff, 12-team playoff. They're plenty good enough, not just barely, plenty good enough. After that, how deep can they go? That's the question. And I think until they prove that, I think then that's where, if you want to apply some skepticism to this thesis of mine, then we can apply some skepticism. Robin the 614 up in Ohio. Bill, good morning. Be careful with Notre Dame, Bill. You're starting to sound a little like us fanboys and girls laugh out loud. No, I'm not saying anything that I haven't said prior. I'm just acknowledging this is a very gifted roster compared to rosters that I've watched at Notre Dame the last 20, 25 years. That's what I'm saying. What that means, bigger picture? Well, guess what? We're going to play a bunch of games coming up here in months, and we're going to find out what that means. And if they underachieve with it, we'll be right here. And you will hear about it. Oh, yeah. If they take that roster and they do not achieve with it, right here, right now, will be the spot for that, where that will be dealt with. That will be dealt with on these airwaves. Richard down in the 478 checking in this morning. Good morning there, Richard. We might as well plug it. About a week and a half from spring commitments down on the Emerald Coast. That's right. About a week and a half. Don't know on that Thursday, a week from this Thursday, what time we're going to get there, because at the moment, Brandon King doesn't know what that day looks like yet for his schooling. Not sure if he's done with exams, if there's anything left. If he's done, we're leaving right after the show. 901 will be in the car, getting on 65 South, going due south until we get below Montgomery around Georgiana, cut over, hopefully not get a ticket there again like we did on the way back, and go on in to Crestview over to Destin and check in at the Four Seasons Sheraton and start working on equipment. Make sure all the equipment's firing up and ready to go. That's what we'll be doing. But I don't know if there is things he needs to get done. It may be noon or the afternoon before we can even leave to get down there. We do not know yet. Looking forward to it. My plan, personally, is to not do a... Can I say damn this early in the morning? Okay, I'm going to say it. To not do a damn thing. That's my plan. Bill, what'd you get accomplished on that trip? Not a damn thing. I said it again. All right, we'll get the break. Balls of Steel, Hour 3.
Good morning. They're still working that wreck on Bell Road right at I-24. It did have traffic tied up over there in the Antioch area just a few minutes ago. Murfreesboro Pike at Dale Parkway, that's right near the airport, trying to clean up that accident. It also had some injuries. 40 westbound, it's going to be right near Fessler's. They're trying to move that crash over to the side. It's already picking up out here. Give yourself plenty of extra time. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house. So I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
We are college football centric. That is the sun that warms our planet that we live on. Our planet actually isn't flat or round. It's an oblong spheroid. And we are here to proselytize about it, edify it every day on this here radio show.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
I feel like Notre Dame's at a prom date that doesn't put out on prom night. You know, they tend to tease you all year long, get you to take you to prom, and then don't do nothing. Just like with big bowl games, BCS games, playoff games. Notre Dame's good all season long until it gets to the big show.
All right, I'm going to make a few statements, and Patton, I want you to hold that clip, okay? Yeah, keep that clip ready because I'm going to need you to hit it. Let me take this conversation to another level. Notre Dame, in its current roster form, is more equipped to go head-to-head with Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, those teams, than I can remember. Now, I'm not talking about a regular season game last year. The Ohio State-Notre Dame game was to the bitter end, right? I'm talking about when you get to the postseason and Notre Dame, when they've had those opportunities against Alabama or against Clemson. And again, I'm talking postseason specifically here. Circle postseason. I've told you in those matchups in the past, I don't think they match up well. And they didn't. They didn't. They weren't real competitive in any of those games. Some of them, they were blown out early, like the Alabama game in the, that was the 12th season, but January of 13, down in Miami. They are more equipped to be in a situation like that and be competitive, have a fighting chance, than I can recall. Now, what that means, we're going to find out. I don't think they're so ill-equipped anymore in a postseason situation like they've been when they had those opportunities. I'm not going to say I think they beat Georgia. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. Don't misunderstand me. I think they're very equipped to be competitive in a game like that, though. I do. I don't think they're overwhelmed like some of these other teams that Notre Dame's had. They've had really good regular seasons, get to the postseason, and are not equipped. Dude for dude. Patton, you got that clip? Hit it.
I just feel like Notre Dame's at a prom date that doesn't put out on prom night. You know, they tend to tease you all year long, get you to take you to prom, and then don't do nothing. Just like in big bowl games, BCS games, playoff games. Notre Dame's good all season long until it gets to the big show.
There you go. So, I played that through Patton. Patton played it as a little bit of a fade on my commentary. We'll see what happens, right? We will absolutely line her up and see what they're about. Same with Ole Miss. Can Ole Miss live up to the hype? Historically, to get the buildup like Ole Miss has had, and I started it months and months ago about how good this Ole Miss roster is compared to, let's say, post-Johnny Vaught, 70s to now. We're talking, that's 50-plus years. So we got a half century and change of Ole Miss football. Terry Kinnard was the very first coach after Johnny Vaught, and he failed fast, and then Vaught came back for like a year, and then they moved forward. But I'm talking early 70s to now. This is easily the best Ole Miss roster I've seen for them. Historically, can you live up to that? It's hard, man. The football gods do not allow you to rise up when you have not been part of it. It's hard. And if you do rise up, they don't like you to keep it there. They do not like you to maintain. They do not like you to sustain. They don't. It's a historical fact. Can they live up to it with Baby Kiff? Jim and Jupiter. Now, Jim got out in Jupiter over by where Nikki lives on his boat this weekend. He was taking pictures. He was zipping through the water. Says, Bill, I don't think Notre Dame's roster is much better than Florida State, so we have Mike Norvell and they don't. I don't know of many at this moment. I don't know of many parts of Florida State's roster that I would favor. Now, DJU's there. DJU's solid. I wouldn't take him over Riley Leonard. Now, maybe others would. I don't know where on defense I would take Florida State. That'd be interesting. Oh, they play this year, right? Yeah, they play this year. Steven down in Hawkinsville, Georgia. Says since Kiffin got killed by Georgia, he has recruited bigger offensive linemen and defensive linemen, and he recruits for depth. With that being said, I think Georgia offensive line is the best in the nation, and the defensive line is at least in the top five. Georgia football, thou shalt not run the ball on them. They're going to run the ball on you. But you're not going to run the ball on them. And if you do, they fix it. Remember early in the Tennessee game? Tennessee-Georgia game, the most recent one. The one in Knoxville. Tennessee early on, like the first drive, had a 50, 60-yard run. I don't think they had much success after that. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard. Lines of scrimmage, Georgia is difficult to be bested by somebody. It is. Watched on and off a lot of baseball. Man, I had on the Tennessee-Kentucky series in Lexington was really good. Kentucky has had a historic type season to date for them. And Kentucky is a good baseball program. Very well coached. Going into, and this is now the second half of intra-league play, 30 games. 15's the halfway mark, so just past the halfway mark. Kentucky was a shocking 14-1. And they came back one game one, and then Tennessee won the next two. The place was packed, and it got real chippy, all the chirping, and the umps had to a couple times have meetings and talk to the dugouts and stuff. It got chippy. Oh, yeah. Kentucky and Tennessee is an underrated rivalry. Now, again, it's not going to remind you of Ohio State-Michigan or the Iron Bowl. I'm not suggesting, but it's underrated. And Kentucky absolutely despises Tennessee. No love lost either way, but I think Kentucky's hate is more significant for Tennessee than vice versa. Tennessee's got way too many other rivalries. Kentucky's got Louisville, and then you've got to look at Tennessee, right? I think. And it got chippy. Christian Moore for Tennessee went nuclear. How he is not mentioned as a first round pick, I have no idea. Again, I don't look at that stuff much when it comes to baseball. Over the last two games in Lexington, he was something like 9 of 11 with 4 home runs and about 8 to 10 RBIs. Absolute freaking beast. Tony Vols got him out of Brooklyn, New York. And he's a true junior. He'll be gone. But now watch that series. And again, Kentucky, long way to go. Nothing's over for Kentucky at all. That's just a series. They lost 2 of 3. They still can have an outstanding year. I monitored the Alabama A&M top-ranked team in America, A&M. And A&M won the first two. I believe it was a doubleheader, right, because of Friday got postponed because of the rain. And then I believe Alabama won game three. You guys correct me on some of these baseball scores here. LSU won the series up at Missouri. Monitored that some. What happened in game three? Florida State and Wake were 1-1 going into game three. I lost track of that one. I did. I will admittedly so. Florida won the series here against Vanderbilt, I believe. 2-1. Came back in game three. Right here in Nashville. And Ohio State, Michigan played, right? I had a few of these games on throughout the weekend. I love a college baseball weekend. Time in Myrtle Beach. Bill, do you think Clemson would have gotten left out of the college football playoff if they won undefeated and won the ACC? If they had a quarterback situation and a significant drop-off, I think they would have been treated the same as Florida State. I do. Yeah, I do. Now, we've got to make sure, if we're going to go there, which is a good question, I want to make sure I understand the circumstances. Is everybody healthy? Look, Cade Klubnik's not that good right now. He's decent, but Cade Klubnik is not a guy that when he walks onto the field or when they're about to snap the ball, you're going, oh, my God, what's this guy going to do? I'm scared to death here. He does not strike fear in anybody right now. He's just not. So I'd have to know the circumstances, but if the circumstances are similar, I think they'd be treated the same. I do. No, Kev said Bill, Florida State, the bullpen let him down. He said they lost 10-9 in the series. Irish Bill says, I guess we're going to find out on November 9th when the Seminoles travel to Notre Dame and plays in front of Touchdown Jesus. Well, yeah, I mean, Florida State will be ready. And by the time we get there now, I mean, we're in November, so we're in the last month. We're in the last several games of the regular season. What's the health situation on both these teams? I think Notre Dame is very deep, too. I do. I Riley Leonard's going to be the quarterback. They feel very comfortable with Steve Angeli. The best young prospect is C.J. Carr. Kenny Minchie's going to be okay, but I just don't know if he is going to get any love there because C.J. Carr is the next guy. And I think C.J. Carr is immensely gifted, the grandson of Lloyd. Very, very talented young quarterback. But no, I didn't get to see the Notre Dame game. I just saw some of the comments on it. I should have kept up with Brad. I know Brad was there because he was filming pregame. But I just didn't notice. I was, frankly, guys, the baseball viewing was my preferred TV watching this weekend. L-Dog, Bill, the shine is coming off the Deion culture, or lack thereof. Former Colorado star, and this is a tweet that he linked, cornerback Cormani McClain says he wants to play for a real program, and he does not want to play for clicks. Okay. Well, how many players do they have in the portal now as we enter the last week? What's today, the 22nd? Let me look. Yes, it's the 22nd. How many players do they have? Kevin in Muletown. By the way, that Tennessee-Kentucky game 3 was crazy. Kentucky's up 6-2. In about the 4th, 5th inning. Tennessee comes back, takes a 7-6 lead with 5 runs. They make it 8-6. Next thing I know, it's 8-8. Then it's 10-8, Tennessee. Then 13-9. I walk in Lowe's. Had to get some mixture for my weed eater. Lose contact, don't know what's going on. Kevin in Muletown texted me. I had no idea. Anyways, he's got a comment here on Twitter. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, wrapping up that crash there on Bell Road right at I-24 that's in the Antioch area now. It's loading up pretty good with some volume on 24 westbound. As you come up past 840, all the traffic flow coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. As you head towards Davidson County, a little bit of radar in the Mount Juliet area, at least it was earlier, on I-40. As you head towards Hermitage, it's also busy right now westbound, Vietnam Vets through Hendersonville. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food. 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Bill King Show. You can hear the Bill King Show on WYTK, ESPN 93.9 FM, The Score in Florence, Alabama. Call or text into the show now at 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
It's the time of the season.
I stand corrected. I watched Florida come back and win, well, at the end of that game against Vandy, but Vandy won the first two. Vandy won the series. Yeah, Vandy won the series. Stand corrected there. Kevin in Muletown says young players are allowed to get better. The same can go for coaches. I think Marcus Freeman takes that next step this year. Growing on the job. Now, I'm not making comparisons. We'll see what happens. But we saw Kirby Smart grow on the job quite nicely to the tune of Natty's. Notre Dame, I'm just telling you, and I know that Notre Dame causes a lot of angst among people. And it can get acrimonious, all of that. Not only are they as a roster in the best shape I've seen in some time, distant time, they're also becoming increasingly more attractive to recruits. Those are going hand in hand right now. Now, again, I understand Notre Dame brings out emotions. Good. I like it. Brent down in Macon, Georgia, lovely Georgia, says, Bill, speaking of NCAA baseball, Charlie Condon continues, Bill, to be a beast. He's going to beast it all the way to the last at bat and be the top pick in the Major League Baseball draft, it seems like. Cags is going to be right up there, too. I don't know how. And I don't look at MLB mock drafts, but how is Christian Moore not a first rounder? Now, I don't think he's a second baseman all the way up, but probably an outfielder. But that bat, I don't understand that. Where's Blake Burke? Blake Burke's hitting over like 415, 420. He's beasting it. He's going to be gone, too. Billy Amick. I can't imagine. And, folks, let me reiterate. I don't know every baseball team like Johnny Vegas does. I can't imagine a team having a batting order 1 through 5 better than Tennessee's. It goes Christian Moore, Blake Burke, Billy Amick, Kavaris Tears, who's from, went to school in Muletown at Columbia Academy, where Kevin in Muletown's a graduate there, too. Play baseball there. And then Dylan Dreiling. If there's a better five than that, I'd like, and A&M's really stout. They've got the Montgomery kid who transferred in from Stanford. He's from Mississippi. And then they have what's the other kid that's so good for them? It starts with an L. There's my baseball knowledge showing again for everybody. Irish Bill. Bill, kind of strange on Saturday to see Lloyd Carr and Jim Tressel wearing Notre Dame colors. What do you think their respectful fans think of that? I understand Lloyd Carr. What am I missing? What was Tressel doing? Oh, was he there to support Marcus? Maybe. Maybe that was it. Marcus Freeman is a Buck guy. Laviolette is the one they've got some beasts. That's probably top to bottom pitching and hitting. And they are ranked number one, but that's probably right. Johnny Vegas points out, Bill, 8 of the 9 hitters for Florida State hit 300 or more. That's wicked. That's no question. That is wicked. Charlie in Americus, Georgia. Checking in this morning. Good morning, Bill. I think Deion would prefer to have 11 players total, use them on offense and defense, especially if they're going to be related to him. Deion doesn't comprehend the concept of developing players, so he has no use for second stringers, only the practice team that he needs during the week. I, so far at least, for the majority of Deion's brief time in Colorado, like the trajectory. I will admit it's getting very weird. I don't mind the out-of-the-box thinking, gutting the roster like he did originally, bringing in new players, all of that, okay? Do something different, try it different, try a different business model, okay. But it's weirding out now. This constant flow of guys leaving. It almost looks like Deion Sanders' sole purpose is to play daddy ball. Now, his son is a very good player. Shedeur Sanders is a very good player. Quarterback. First round draft pick. It's assumed. So, daddy ball can be players not that good, but he gets all the love because daddy's the coach on the Little League team, right? That's daddy ball. It does look like, even though Shedeur is very, very good, it does look like this is a pure daddy ball situation, even though the kid's excellent. That's where this is getting weird. And the DB, I don't know what kind of prospect he is. Shiloh, right? The quarterback's the dude. Legit. But it looks like this has either morphed into Daddy Ball or was going to be about Daddy Ball the whole time. Either way.
Good morning. Already a couple of accidents out here. It did slow down earlier where we had one on 40 westbound just before Fessler's as that traffic increases there through Donaldson. Coming in from Hermitage, Wilson County traffic saw the increase, especially down I-40 as you head towards Nashville. Vietnam Vets already crowded westbound there from Gallatin Pike all the way up until you get on that ramp there to 65 going southbound down through Madison. Prince's Hot Chicken now has brand new items on a brand new menu. Check them out today. Order online. Prince's Hot Chicken. Chicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland. And Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We were here when Eddie George left. We were here when Chris Johnson left. They had to move on too. And Derrick Henry is doing the same. These guys cannot stay forever. That's just the deal.
It's just what it is.
It's just what it is.
Derrick Henry made it to 30, and most people are ready to put 30-year-old running backs out to pasture.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
The business news a week from Thursday. May 2nd is that Thursday. The golf tournament is Saturday. The guys will have fun out there. I will not be part of that. I do not want to desecrate a lovely Emerald Coast golf course with my sloppy, erratic, not very good game. Tom in Myrtle Beach says, I don't mind Trussell being at the Notre Dame game. He always supports his past players. Yeah, I saw somebody post pictures of those two. Yeah, I saw that. Cold. I think it was 40 degrees. Brad was there. That's one of the posts I saw Brad make from the bowl game. That one's going to be interesting. It would be hilarious to watch America melt down if Notre Dame actually in the postseason followed through. I mean, that's what I'm here for. I'm here for fun, juicy topics that involve high school or college football and the oblong spheroid. That's predominantly what we do here. That would be funny. Yeah, that would be comic level stuff. Yeah, back to Dion. Now, I don't know how many of you people, do you know what Daddy Ball means? Any of you that have had kids growing up and they've been on Little League teams, it could be the soccer team, the baseball team, the basketball team, the football team. Daddy Ball's where one of the parents of one of the kids on the team is the head coach. And maybe the assistant also has a kid on the team. Normally, that's the case. And in a lot of those cases, everything revolves around the daddy taking care of the baby. Whether it's the head coach, then the assistant coach. If it's a baseball team, daddy's kid's going to pitch and he's going to play shortstop. Just the way it's going to be. And he's going to hit in a very prominent position, maybe first, maybe third, maybe cleanup. He's not going to play outfield, and he's not going to be hitting sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, or fifth. That's baseball, Daddy Ball. He's going to play shortstop or pitcher. Maybe catch. Touches the ball every time. Wear out their arm. If it's football, then he's going to be either the quarterback or a prominent running back. But probably at that level, on a little league level, probably the quarterback. Quarterback and one of the prominent defensive players, maybe a safety or something. Who knows? Depends on the size, right? If it's basketball, Daddy Ball is going to be the point guard, and the offense is going to go through their scoring abilities. That's Daddy Ball. It looks like Colorado is based on the best environment tailored to Shedeur Sanders and then somewhat Shiloh. And nothing else matters. And nobody else is treated all that fairly on the team. It's a very tough love environment. I like Rick George, the AD there I've known, and I like the hire. It was outside the box. If it fails, it fails. I still think it was a good idea. But I'm wondering what the down deep motives of Dion is here. Outside of his kids. That's my question. That's what I've morphed into here when it comes to that topic. Now, Florida State fans will tell you that they've been skeptical the whole time. And you know what? They're right. Because Dion is a Florida State guy, a superstar. But Dion's not real well received by them because Dion is about Dion. Doesn't really care what they think. Doesn't really act like he's all that proud sometimes of his alma mater, right? And that ticks them off. And I totally understand that. Yeah, back to L-Dog. Bill, looks like the shine is coming off the Dion culture or lack thereof down there in Boulder. I got a buddy, former coach, who lives there, not in Boulder, lives in Durango and is in real estate. But he's a college football guy and has coached in a lot of different spots. And he's out there. His wife's a nurse out there, and but he played at Oklahoma State. And he's always posting, and he sends me these emails, these ranches that he has, he's the broker for. And these are $20 million, $18 million, $25 million ranches out there. And anyways, he loves college football, coached it. And I need that. I haven't talked to him about Dion at all. Need to ask him about that. But yeah, he's always posting these just exquisite ranches out there. What's 3% of $20 million bucks if he sells it, or is that his cut? I think it is. Anyways, hour two coming up. Hour three is going to be Balls of Steel nominations. I'm the Nashville Hotel.